Hello, everyone. What is up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Let me turn my music off. I'm listening to YouTube as I was getting ready for my Wednesday wind down. It is Wednesday. It is 7 p.m. I'm Suze Hill, and it is time for Wednesday wind down. I am so excited to be here this evening. We have Danica with us tonight, and she has joined in. Let me get her in right now. Here we go. Well, maybe. I always, there we go. View request going, Danica. Here we go, everybody. Hi.
Hi.
Look how beautiful you look.
I was just saying, this is what happens when I actually like shower and I'm not so sweating.
I tell you what, you know, I'm so used to seeing you in your little piggies and on top of your head.
And we filmed that in October of last year. So it's been a while.
I know.
So I feel like I look different.
Well, you look great. You do. You look beautiful.
So do you.
So, I feel like Danica and I know each other for the last several months. She has been my virtual instructor in Hot Cycle at Hotworks.
Yep. I feel, even though like I'm not there physically, yeah, I'm with you.
Yes, absolutely. And encouraging us to get it done every single day.
Yep.
Yes. Which
all day,
I have to
every
confess,
day.
I missed today, but we won't tell anybody.
Rest
I may even go later on tonight, so we'll see.
Rest days, we all need that day off. Rest days
That's
are
true.
Okay.
That is true. That is so true. Yeah. Well, welcome everybody. I see people are joining, and I know that you probably have some people that will join as well.
Yes.
Friends, and if you see their name scroll through, tell them hi. Tell them cool. to join us. Ask questions.
We do have to say, so my husband just joined, AC Wilberger. Happy birthday, Adam.
Happy birthday, Adam. Yes.
I told him I'd give him a shout out, so he deserves a birthday
here.
Shout out.
I felt so bad when she told me it was your birthday, first of all, because I didn't realize it and I didn't know it, and she committed, and I was like, oh no, are we going to have to cancel and reschedule?
No,
but thank you. I know y'all probably have big date plans for later on. Hopefully
we're gonna play some video games downstairs. It's
okay.
Gonna be quite a wild evening. That's what he's doing right now. So it's
wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah. No.
Well, I will not keep you all night or anything,
okay.
But I do. I'm really excited to get to talk to you.
Me too.
Well, the first thing, we just need to introduce you to everybody, because not everybody knows who you are and Couch Potatoes.
Yep, that's what we're going to
okay.
do.
You are allowed to do that on your birthday. And it's my brother's 45th birthday today, too.
Wow.
So today's a great
cool.
day.
Yeah, that's a lot. We know like our sister-in-law's birthday as well. It's a lot of birthdays today. A
lot of birthdays on July 7th. So, yeah.
Good day.
Well, happy birthday, everyone that shares a July 7th birthday.
Yeah.
Lots of special birthday. People today. Yeah. So, Danica is, obviously, I know her from Hotworks. She's my virtual instructor. Personally, we don't know each other, but I feel like we do. We do get to chit-chat on social media, which is so nice, and I'm her big fan, and she has become a fan of mine because I cycle with her every day.
Every day. She's there every day. I love it. It motivates me. I'm like, man, I need to get in there more.
Well, you know, and I try to do two workouts each time I'm there. It doesn't always happen, but I definitely try. And yeah. It's a chore sometimes. But so a little bit about Danica. She's a registered yoga instructor, and we'll get into that. She is from Alabama, right? You live in Alabama.
I live in Alabama. That's where I am right now. I'm in Birmingham. I grew up in West Virginia. We're here for my husband's job. So we've been here about 2 years to the day almost. So it's not home, but it's home for now.
Perfect. Okay. So what does he do?
So he's a hematopathologist. So he diagnoses all the icky blood disorders.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yes. So not
he's
always
probably going to correct me in the thing. He's going to be like, don't say that.
how funny. Well, you know, he has a very important job.
Yeah, exactly. And I teach yoga. So like we balance each other out.
Very good. Yes. So tell us a little bit now. I haven't heard of some of the, I used to do, hot yoga outside of, you know, our studio, of course.
Yeah.
Is it vinyasa?
Vinyasa.
Yes.
So vinyasa is linking breath to movement. That's what it means. So it's generally what most people practice. It's kind of where most people start with yoga.
Okay.
So it's just a Sanskrit word. That's the language of yoga. And so that's generally what most people know. Hot Works yoga is isometric, obviously. So we don't flow. We don't link the breath to the movement.
Sure.
So it's a little bit different. But that's what most people, and that's what my main specialty is. So
very good. I love yoga. And like I was telling you, I'd really like to get certified, and I have some family members that really want me to get certified so I can, when I retire, I can teach it to them.
Really, you should. It definitely, I mean, I walked into a yoga studio one day, I thought I was going to do yoga teacher training. I was like, you know, I've been thinking about this. I want to do this, but I hadn't found a place. This was in Colorado when I was living in.
Uh-oh, your voice. Okay, oh, there you
are.
You're
back. Teacher training tonight.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, it cut out for just a moment. Go ahead.
And so they were like, we're starting teacher training tonight. And I was like, all right, cool. Okay, let's do it. And so I showed up. I thought maybe it was just going to be like a quick little meeting.
Yeah.
I was there for 3 hours. And my husband at the time, he was my fiance at the time. He was like, didn't hear from me because I, of course, was in the studio. And he's like, are you alive? Is this a cult? What's going on?
Yeah.
but I was committed at that point. And from then on, it's just kind of been my full time career, basically.
That's so
Ashton,
awesome.
Hi.
Yeah, that's my daughter.
I'm blushing.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, Ashton is a hot work. She loves the cycle with you also. She's actually coming live. She's in Mexico right now. She's in Cancun.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah, I know. So you do the restorative, you do pre and post natal yoga also, and bar, right?
Yes. So I got bar certified earlier in January of this year. And so I have been teaching, I've created kind of a new format, combining yoga and bar, yoga with weights and bar. And so I've been teaching that a lot around town.
Perfect.
And I love it.
Yeah.
So it's a great combo.
It is. And and bar is it's tough. My husband and I, we work out a lot of times together, but he hasn't worked out in a while. And so I said, hey, I'm gonna go do a bar class and then cycle. And he's like, well, I might see, is there availability? And I said, yeah, there's a spot open. You wanna come do it with me? And he's like, yeah. He's like, what is it? And I said, well, basically squatting, holding on to the wall, and then pulsing. And I just left it at that, right? He's like, oh, I can do that. He struggled. It was so funny. When I say not a happy camper, he was like, yeah, not using very nice words. He's like, this is so hard. I don't know how y'all do this. I'm like, your legs burn for sure.
When I was in Colorado, I was teaching yoga at a yoga bar studio, and I started going to bar a lot then. And I remember telling my mom, I was like, if you want to laugh at how weak you are, go to a bar class.
Go to a bar
class. You are shocked when it happens.
I know, for sure. Yeah, it is. It is crazy, crazy, crazy.
How it challenges you in new ways.
Yeah, you don't really know. You're like, okay, I haven't used those muscles in a while.
I know, right? Especially, you know, bar focuses a lot on the lower half, a lot of fine muscle movements in the lower body, especially those hip abductors where we don't generally work them like that.
I'm weak.
Oh yeah. And we're all generally weak in that area, either in the adductors or the abductors. So there's always that. And every time, like attitude, that one is, whew, I'm burning just thinking about it.
Absolutely. Oh, I know. It's crazy. Great workout. Like I left there going, okay, I definitely feel, I mean, very different than the cycle. Cause I leave each one feeling way different. So
yeah.
Super awesome. So you said you, tell me a little bit about your temper yoga, which is your own, I believe is your own studio.
So it's my own brand. I don't have
your own brand. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't have a studio, a hard shell studio, a brick and mortar studio. I looked at opening one. We lived in Pittsburgh before we moved here, and I looked at opening one there, but we weren't committed to staying there. Okay. So I kind of just created this. I've held some retreats in West Virginia and in Pittsburgh, things like that. And so I do some one-offs. I run all of my yoga business work through that. I do a lot of private sessions, one-on-ones with clients, working on whatever they want. And that kind of yoga can look like a lot of different things. You know, you can be laying on the mat, just breathing, or we can be hardcore moving and breathing. Breath is always the number one thing. So that's what makes yoga different than all the other types of exercise, is that we really focus on linking that breath with the movement.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your retreats. That sounds so intriguing. Like I would love, because you see, when I was part of a different yoga studio, I would hear about like different retreats, like in Indonesia, and you know, someday that is like a dream to go do like a yoga retreat. But I mean, even if it's like somewhere in Birmingham or in, you know, wherever in the United States, like, tell me a little bit about what you offer as far as retreats and stuff.
So I haven't had one in a couple years because we've been traveling, and then last year, obviously COVID happened. So we didn't do anything.
Right.
Everything went very virtual. So I tend to focus on, so retreats can be pretty daunting on the wallet sometimes, especially the ones where you have to travel for.
Sure.
Totally worth it because you are just immersed in it. You know, there's not all the distractions of life. So the ones that I do generally involve some like Ayurvedics, which is kind of like the sister science to yoga, which focuses on your eating and more holistic approach to just how you nurture your body in that regard versus the movement. And so we did the one that we did recently in West Virginia. We did like a Sin essential oil workshop.
Fun.
Yeah, like learning how essential oils can be brought into your practice or just your everyday life. We obviously do yoga. We did like a power practice in the morning and that slow yen practice in the evening. So it all just depends. I've done a lot personally, like gone to these different retreats.
Sure.
But I love them. They're just such a great way to meet people who share in that same experience as you and are in that same like mindset, you know?
Right.
So it's a great place to just show up and be yourself and no one cares.
I know. It is. It's a great practice. It's very relaxing. And people that haven't done it, I would highly recommend. I mean, it's so good for you, the entire body, just that health and wellness. If you can experience that one time, you're like, man, what have I been missing out on?
Because
even just doing like an hour session just really resets.
Yeah.
It really resets your whole entire thought process, like with the breathing, and just puts you more in tune to so many different things. And yeah, I love it. It's and even doing it at the studio.
Yeah.
For the 30 to 45 minutes is nice. Amazing. I mean,
any yoga is better than
no is yoga. Better than no yoga.
And I like to say yoga is connection. It's connection to you and your body, like between your breath and your body, your connection to the universe and to others. And because you can't connect to anything if you're not connecting with yourself, right? Sure. Like you really need that moment. And there's a lot of noise in the world, a lot, right? We're constantly like, oh, got this notification. Oh, I got to do this. And yoga is that chance to just like,
get
I call
away.
It the yoga high. I call it the yoga high.
No
it's
lie.
It's a real thing. Mm-hmm. And it, you walk out of that studio and you're just like, what did I shed in there?
No lie.
Good luck cleaning that up.
Get it all out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For sure. So tell us a little bit about your modeling that have. So tell us a little bit about your background, because you do have a degree in business, but you've done a lot of different things. So tell us a little bit more about you.
I'm truly the a little bit of everything all rolled into one.
Yes.
Jack of all trades. I graduated college in 2010. So it's been a while. I quickly realized that the corporate world probably wasn't going to be for me. I've got a lot of personality, and that just didn't go so well. Yeah. Fast forwarding, I moved to Colorado with an ex-boyfriend of mine. We won't talk about him since my husband's on here. But that relationship broke up, and I started a new job, and I was working in oil and gas. That was my main career. I did very well. I started my own little title company, which is what I did. And I had been working for a company, and I got laid off. And that was when I walked into the yoga studio, and they were like, we're starting teacher training. That was all in Denver. I lived in Denver for the better part of the last decade. And one day I saw a advertisement for a fashion show for a casting call. And so I was like, I've always wanted to do this. So I get in my car, and of course I watched 8 million videos of how to walk, right? Because I had no idea what I was doing. YouTube has taught me. I always joke that I should have just taken all that money I gave to my university and just given it to YouTube, because they've taught me so much more than college. Sorry, professors. Hope you're not watching. So I get in my car, and I'm on my way there. And I was like, I'm going to turn around. I'm not going to go. And I look to the side, and if you've ever been to Colorado, they have a like metro system called the light rail. And it was going by, and on the side of it was printed, if not now, when?
Right.
On my way there. And I was like, yes, let's do it.
And speak so to me.
Yes, right? Like that was the universe being like, girl, you're on the right path, on the right road, keep driving.
For sure.
And so I got there and I walked, and he was like, have you done this before? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I watched a lot of YouTube. And as I was leaving, he grabbed my arm and he was like, hey, I think I'd like to sign you to my agency.
Wow.
I called my mom and I was like, am I going to be kidnapped again? I'm a little nervous. Right. And so it worked out really well. I signed with him. He really coached me with a lot of, just ways to present myself in the modeling world. And I did really well. It wasn't going to be first of all, I got into it in my early 20s, which is kind of old for the modeling industry.
Okay.
And I'm also 5'7", so I'm not super tall.
Okay.
But in Denver, that is where so many of my best friends came from. I started walking in Denver Fashion Week. I got to open Denver Fashion
Week. Nice.
Yeah, I got nominated for Denver's Model of the Year. So it's just been so much fun. I've met so many great people, and it taught me so much more, so I would show up, right? And you don't get to choose how they do your makeup or what you wear, right? And so it really taught me, beauty is whatever or art, is whatever anybody just looks at it and thinks it is.
Sure.
And so it just taught me a lot about, it made me a little bit more self-confident, right? Because I was like, here I am, I'm walking the runway, look
of
at
course.
Me. And I was like not a cool kid growing up. I had red hair, freckles, and I had braces and glasses. Like, I had all of it. So it was a big transformation. And so I modeled for about 5 years when I lived in Colorado. I still do it on and off. I still get some gigs. I've gotten some gigs here. But really, when I fell in love with yoga, I kind of traded the time for fitness versus yoga. And now I've kind of found this beautiful space between fitness and modeling, you know, fitness modeling.
Of course. Yeah. What a great transition into that. I mean, as you get older, there's still a connection. You can still make a connection. And having gigs, I mean, look at Heidi Klum or any of our, you know, some of the people from my time, because I am probably a lot older than you, but you know, Naomi Campbell, I mean, all those, Tyra Banks, I mean, they still, you know, are out there and very well known. So was it more runway modeling, or was it like catalog work, or how did you?
So I did a lot of runway. I did a lot of like print, not so much catalog in the realm of truly print, because it's kind of over, I think. I've been in some, I mean, I've been in international magazines. I kind of got in doing a lot of like hair shows, hair and makeup shows. Which was always fun. Cause you just never know what you're going to look like.
True.
And so it was really cool. I mean, there were so many talented people who could just transform you into something that you're like,
Where did this come from?
how is this me right
now?
A lot of runway. That is mostly what I did, which is shocking for my height, you know, but I loved it. The adrenaline of walking out and people like screaming, and it just was so cool.
That's so neat. That's something that my daughters wanted to do, and I wanted to do it growing up so much, but you know, never made the connection. And you know, it is all about connections and getting, especially if you're not like, you know, 5'10", 5'11", 6 foot. Yeah. But, that's so exciting. Super, super exciting.
And
for you.
You can start whenever. I'm going to tell you right now, you can start at any age. You definitely can. There is a niche market for it all. You would be surprised. And honestly, I didn't go to New York and I wasn't, dog world, but the world that I was in Colorado, everybody was very supportive. It's not what it's portrayed to be, in my personal opinion. And maybe I just don't deal with that. I cut that out, but you know, if you want to do it, try, because if not now, when?
True. Yeah, absolutely. It's never too late, right?
Never too late. Exactly.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about, well, first of all, you are a new franchisee owner of HotWorks. But my first question is, tell us a little bit about how you got into doing the virtual instructor, because I know that there's a process. Yep. And I know voting is over now.
Yes.
And you find out soon, I hope.
We maybe found out already.
I don't know if
I'm supposed to say that.
Okay. That's okay. But they'll announce it and they'll post it and all that good stuff. It'll be coming out
Monday.
Soon.
Yep.
Perfect.
Next Monday, the world will find out.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. That's super. Perfect. So tell us a little bit of what the process was for you becoming a virtual instructor for HotWorks.
Okay. So rewind.
Yes.
Basically a year ago, this time exactly last year. We got to rewind further back.
Rewind.
So we got to go back to January of 2020. So even before COVID, all that stuff. So I had a friend who is in Birmingham, and she was a occupational therapist for the Children's Hospital. And so she was like, hey, have you ever heard this place, HotWorks? Because we met in my prenatal yoga training.
Okay.
And I was like, no, I haven't. She's like, you should check it out. It's really great. My functional medicine doctor recommended it because she has some autoimmune disorders, and she's like, it really does help. So I was like, all right, I'm sold. Fitness and autoimmune, this sounds great. Okay. So I was like, all right. Well, so I Googled it and I went onto the website and I was like, all right, I'm going to go check it out. Downtown Birmingham. Awesome. And then it said, hey, virtual instructor. And I was like, tell me more. So I, you know, read all about it. And honestly, it's not something I feel like I normally would have applied for because I'm not a super competitive person. I march to the beat of my own drum. I know that, you know, people are going to come to me because they like me and people are going to go to other people because they like them, right? It's just the way of the game. So I was like, all right, let's see what I have to do. So, you know, what you have to do is you got to submit some photos. You have to submit video of you teaching, which I had already begun to do. And I have a YouTube channel. And so that was all easy. So I submitted it basically the end of January. Honestly, I forgot that I submitted it until my husband and I were driving home from my parents' lake house in May, sometime in May, mid-May of last year. And it was like, hey, you've been in the top 40. And I was like, wait, what? I made it to the top 40.
Nice.
I was so excited. Yeah. I was like, okay, this is real. I got a real shot at this. So by this time, though, the Hotworks here was closed because of COVID. So I couldn't go and practice. Okay. So I was like, oh no, this is going to be tough because I wasn't sure exactly what we were going to need to do.
Right.
Did the same exact thing that we just went through. We did the voting and then I got the email. And I don't have a huge social media following and I didn't know a lot of people to vote for me. So I was like, I'm going to try my best. We'll see who wins, you know? And I made it to the top 15. They choose the top 15. It does not go off of just the votes. They still choose them. So I was like, oh my gosh, I made it to the top 15. Like my mind just keeps being blown. Like I just keep going. And so at the top 15 is where you have to display who you are and as a teacher and an instructor. And so last year, the conference was supposed to be and the competition in San Antonio, and it got canceled, obviously, for COVID reasons. And so they did it all virtually.
Okay.
And so we basically for a couple days in 1 week, we would first, we went through just Hotworks postures where we each taught a different Hotworks posture. And then the next day we went through, we put together our own mini sequence of couple postures and taught those. And all of the 15 of us did it. And then from there, you have interviews with the CEO and the marketing director and a couple other people at Hotworks just to talk about like the brand and how you can represent the brand and what you know about the brand. And yeah, sure enough, that night, they at the conference announced 2-1. And I got it and it's been amazing. Obviously now that I'm a franchisee, obviously I'm obsessed with the brand.
I know. Yeah. I know the owner of the one here in Fort Worth. Yeah. They're awesome. The Enriquez family. The Hotworks in Montgomery Plaza in Fort Worth is awesome. I've been a member since the very beginning.
Oh, cool.
Of course I'm obsessed as well, but,
hey, Liz just joined our fellow Hot Wheels.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Liz. Hi, Liz.
Another familiar
face.
Oh, my
gosh. That's so cool. matter of fact, I just did one of the classes with her in it, too.
I love that.
I guess she's in the cycle next to you, isn't she? Is she the blonde?
She might be
or the
in
dark?
Blast. She's blonde.
She's the blonde. Yeah, she's in Blast. She's in Blast with Ashley.
Yes, she's in Blast with Ashley. I think I have Victoria and Brooke and Cycle, but I think Liz's Cycle will be next. So
really? Okay,
yeah,
awesome.
Get ready.
What other one did you already record from this past season?
So in October, I think Cycle was the last one from October. And then in February, I did Core and Warrior, another Cycle. And another yoga. So
nice.
I think there were 4 more that I did. So those will all be coming out over the next couple of months.
Super. I'm so excited. Yes.
It's so
I cannot
fun.
Wait.
Yeah,
I like the variety of it. I do. Like, doing all of the different classes. I love the variety of all the girls. And even one of our gentlemen, but he does not do He doesn't lead. He hasn't led anything yet, I don't
he
think.
He will. He's coming.
Okay.
He has, he recorded a couple. So we went back in February and we recorded more. I think we recorded 23 sessions or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I saw y'all on Ashley's videos. Y'all yeah. had so much fun.
Oh, it is a hoot. Like, honestly, I think that's why I want to do it again. We just have so much fun the whole week. I mean,
so
it's tough work. We film from about, we have to be there about 7:30. We film
right.
till about 5. And it's go,
crazy.
Go, go. But yeah. by the time we went back on the second one, we were able to pretty much knock them out pretty quickly. We
yeah.
knew what we knew, you know, they're, we're in the sauna, there's three
yeah.
cameras, you know, so we kind of had figured it out.
Yeah.
But Chris is the guy and
Chris,
he will be
yes.
leading Blast and Bands. And I don't okay. remember if he did another one, but yes, he's coming.
Super. Good.
Just as sweet as he looks on camera.
What's that?
He's just as sweet as he looks on camera.
I know. He's always
so he's
smiling
like,
so big. He, yeah, he does seem super sweet. I know. So you had mentioned that you might be going to the July Hot Works.
The conference?
The convention.
The convention,
there's
yeah.
a convention coming.
Yes.
Yeah, and I was actually going to go with the owners, and I'm not now. But
oh,
anyway,
bummer.
I was. So I could have been, I would have been
yes,
able to
I
meet you.
I would have loved to meet you in real
I know.
Life. I mean, I basically know you now.
Yeah.
yeah,
so,
it's not this weekend. It's next weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the end of the month, I think, right?
Like 18th. The 18th through 20-something.
Oh. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Y'all will have
I'm
so
excited.
Much fun. And it's in San Antonio.
It is in San Antonio. Yeah.
yeah.
La Cantera?
Yes, La Cantera.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
yep.
it's a beautiful, beautiful place. Y'all are going to have so much fun.
Great.
I'm jealous I'm not going to be able to come. I'm
yeah,
really sad.
Yes, I would have loved to have you there. I think it'll be a really good time because we didn't get to go, obviously,
right.
last year. So this will be really cool to go again. I mean, I'm going as a franchisee, obviously. So it'll be kind of cool to see it and just to meet. I mean, the Hot Works team and family is amazing. So
they are.
There's a reason I'm in this brand.
I met Steve virtually, just like us.
Oh.
He did a live with me.
Awesome.
I'm trying to think when it might have been in last November.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think when. I can't remember when, but he is the nicest guy ever.
Yes,
and
is.
I've read his book, and he signed me a book and sent it to me, a hardcover book.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah
he's super
he's
cool,
so
too.
Sweet.
I
and
really
that
like
brain
him as well.
Of his, full of so much.
It's
goodness.
Insane. Like, the whole
yeah.
concept just blows me away. And I have so many friends that have joined now. So I'm super excited. I'm like, man, I need to own my own.
Yeah. Well,
studio.
You could be an ambassador. You get your membership free. So
no lie.
Yeah. I mean, you basically are at this point.
Yeah. Yes, Steve. I'm an ambassador for Hot
Yes. Works. You're an ambassador. I'm going to name you. I'm appointing you one. I don't know if I have the authority. Probably not.
I love it. I love it. Well, it's so much fun either way. I don't mind either way. I love the company and the people, and it's wonderful.
It's
yeah, so,
so
tell
fun.
Us a little bit about your franchise. Is there anything more
yeah.
you wanted to add to that?
So my mom is my business partner. So the
nice.
Thing that I have always said, like, if I can sell my mom on it, I can sell anyone on this.
Right.
So she loves it. I mean, we both just love the heat in general.
Me too.
I mean,
yeah.
You live in Texas. I live in Alabama. I
yes.
still go when it's like 100 degrees outside. I don't care. I love it.
Right.
So we bought two licenses and my coach just joined, I think. I don't know if she's still on. Erin, she was on. She's my franchisee coach. It's that EB, but I don't know if she's still here.
Oh, I don't know.
If you're
know.
There, hi, Erin. I can't tell. Sometimes it says they join and then I don't
yeah.
know if they leave. But anyways, so we bought two licenses, but we actually, one in town has already been established. Oh, there you are. Hey, girl.
There she is.
we are actually going to buy one that exists as well here in
nice.
Town. And so we're going to be taking that one over. We're really in massaging out the details right now, but we're pretty much there.
Perfect.
And we'll be taking that one over at the beginning of September.
Wow.
So yeah, it'll be quick. And then the other two will be actually back in West Virginia. My mom still lives there.
Wonderful.
And we just, West Virginia is always the last to get all the cool stuff. And we just like, this needs to be there because Hotworks is slowly expanding to the Northeast, but I'm like, that's the place it needs to be. It's freezing.
For sure. Yeah.
So
absolutely. Yeah, the sun, where the saunas are.
Exactly. So we will be opening those. You're kind of on a timeline. Once you sign on, they want you to open within a certain time. So we will get this one here going, and then we're gonna basically try to get that one in West Virginia up and running as soon as possible. I went to university there, so we're gonna try to put one in my college town. So that'll be
nice. That's the best, because those college girls, they love that stuff.
Yeah, and this, there's nothing like it, right? There's nothing like it anywhere, but there's definitely nothing like it there. So we're both just like chomping at the bit to get that one open. We were going to open one here, build one out here, but then the opportunity to go ahead and purchase just kind of fell in our lap, and and we're super excited. I've become really good friends with the other franchisee owners that are here.
Oh, good.
So
we've kind of
got this little tribe. Yeah.
That's the best way to do it. Yeah. When we go out of town, my husband is sweat everywhere. So we'll go, to South Texas, and we'll go to the gyms there, and everybody's so nice. It's a great family of people.
And the
cool thing
is you go to each different one, and it's like your home. Right, they're all the same without the exceptions, of the layout designs. But you just walk in and you're like, oh, I've been here before. I know where to go. I love it. Yeah, exactly. I know where I'm going. I know I'm going to go to sauna one, and I know what I'm going to do. So
exactly. Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, she is going to kill it.
Heck yeah, she will.
That was perfect. Okay, so I have been following Danica on her stories, her Instagram stories, and. I don't know. I mean, unless you're her friend already, you wouldn't know that she is like this huge, very talented, pretty much she can do anything. And her kitchen, she has demoed her home kitchen. I'm guessing it's your house that you actually live in right now, right?
Yes, it is. I'm living in a construction zone.
So her DIY home improvement / kitchen demo has so impressed me, because I'm like, this chick, she does everything. She's got saws and hammers and she's painting and putting tile in, and I'm like, wow, I was so impressed. So tell us, because I know you had to put a pause on it for a moment. So tell us what you're doing and how much further you have to go.
So I started this DIY journey as a product of having to stay home last year, right?
Yes.
And we had bought this house right at the start of quarantine.
Oh, wow.
And this house is a little over 100 years old, so it's got lots of character.
Oh, I love it. I love that.
I say, if you buy an old house, just remember, you're going to have 100 years of people touching and tinkering, and you can only imagine.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, yeah. You uncover stuff, you're like, but then again, I'm like, well, there are probably people like me doing things like me. And here we are.
Yes.
So I've redone both of our fireplaces. My dad came down and helped me on the first one. The second one I did all by myself. I was
good for you.
Proud.
Yeah.
And then right now, yes, I'm in the middle of basically renovating the kitchen. It just was like a little outdated, blue cabinets. It felt very cave-like back there. I would say I'm about 65% done with it. The next big thing, actually, I've got to finish painting. I'm going to put some backsplash up, rip up the floor. So my dad's coming down on Saturday, and we're going to try to get some serious progress done.
Are you doing tile or wood or faux wood, or what are you doing?
So I had already bought a pallet of tile that I had found on. So first thing you need to know about me is I'm a deal hunter.
Yeah. Oh, me
don't
too,
pay
girl.
Full
me too.
Price for anything.
True. True story. Yes.
I'm the
same way.
I'm the person who like goes to buy something online, but before I check out, I Google coupons for X.
no lie. I know. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah. So there's a place here that kind of gets like the surplus of big projects. And so you get that amount and a discount. So our kitchen's not big. So I had already bought this pallet of really nice, big, like 24 by 24 tile. And I loved it. It looked so chic and fancy, and I got it for cheap.
Yeah.
And I called the contractor because I was like, hey, I think I'm going to need some help because I need a big tile saw for it. And he's like, to put that down in your house because it's an old house and your floors are not level is going to be costly. And he's like, because to get your floors, it's, the bigger the tile, the bigger the tile, the harder it is to get it all level.
Okay.
It's just not as forgiving. And so I was like, no, I want this tile. I got saved so much money on this tile. So now I can pay, you know, for the install. And it still was just going to be too much. And so I was like, all right, go back to square one. So I actually found a cork floor from Floor and Decor, and it's pretty thick. And I just love it because it's quiet. It's going to be water resistant. So we're going to put, and it just clicks and locks into place. So, yeah, super easy. Tile, as much as I love it, is tough.
Because you, I mean, to cut the edge, I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into tile.
Yeah. And I have a tile saw, a small tile saw. You'll probably see my dad and I do the backsplash this weekend. So you'll see us using the tile saw, but, backsplashes are easy. You know, you slap the mastic on, you slap them up, you cut them, and it's pretty forgiving. But the floor, I just was a little nervous to do. So I still got the pallet of tile back there. If anybody's looking for some tile, I'll sell it to you for cheap. My mom just joined. She's like, yes, I know. Oh, she's got that tile.
Good. Yes.
She did ask me today. She's like, how do I join an Instagram live? I was like, oh, I love you, mom.
Good. Perfect. Well, hello, mom.
But yeah, so we're going to put down a cork floor. I'm actually having the contractor come. He's going to level the subfloor for me.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
I started, I don't know if you saw when I pulled the fridge out, the floor was rotted. It was just,
oh my goodness. Yeah.
So that's the thing about an old home or any home, demo is the hardest part because you never know what you're gonna
uncover. Never gonna know what you're gonna find. No. Like, you know, you pull back the wall and you could have all this.
Oh yeah, that's what happened. I took the tile off and the wall like wasn't even there. I was like, how did they even have that tile stuck?
Exactly. Well, your plumbing work and everything, I was so impressed with.
And it's actually still working.
Does your husband, Adam, help you, or do you choose to you're like, no, I want to do this myself. I want this to be my job, or what, does he enjoy that kind of stuff? Cause you know, some men don't like that.
So he is a not like that person.
Okay. My husband doesn't either. He wants no part of DIY. Nope.
I was telling someone kind of this story the other day. If I need his help, I kind of have to tell him a week early. I'm like, hey, I'm going to need you in a week to hold some things. And then it's like, hey, in a couple of days, I'm going to need you. Like, I got to prep him. I got to warm him up. But he, honestly, I think we both, this is the third house we've owned now. And we both now feel very empowered. I mean, it's just so expensive to hire someone to come change a faucet.
It is. Sure.
And like I said earlier, YouTube's got you, girl.
Hey, they can teach you everything.
They can teach you everything. And the beauty of things, you pause. Okay, I'm going to do that part. Okay, play, rewind, play. And that's honestly.
So good.
Other than having my dad on call, which sometimes, I've taught him things now. I just Google and try. And, you know, the thing is just keep trying. And I always say this, I call it the failing forward process.
Yeah.
Because if you fail, you're just learning, right? You're not necessarily doing anything wrong. And I have stout to me,
sorry.
Oh,
praying. Am I back?
I have so many people reach out to me how do you do this? I want to do this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, just get started. And here's the thing. Assume that you're probably going to screw it up, but have the confidence in yourself that you can fix it.
Sure.
You know?
Perfect.
And that's all I do. And every time I've done something, there's a little screw up. And listen, once you start doing this, you'll start walking into every house and nothing is perfect. Even the people that are professionals, they're not doing it perfect. They're doing it good enough.
Yeah. And like you said, I mean, if you do it and you're careful and you find good prices, there's always room for mistakes and you can always correct a little mistake. So, well, it's fun. I mean, I would enjoy to do something. I've always wanted to flip a house, and our oldest son is in, he's our entrepreneur, and he is buying some different properties in Oklahoma. Okay. And he's in the middle of a reno right now. And he doesn't know anything either. So he's kind of learning the whole process with a friend, and it's been interesting, but he says he loves it. And I definitely, that's something that I would love to do someday. Maybe not all of the hard work, like some of the stuff that you've done. I'm like, I don't know if I'd really enjoy like changing the faucet step underneath. And
it's definitely tough, but that's like on the kitchen, you know, most of the things I've done, I've totally done myself, but on the kitchen, especially with like trying to open a Hotworks and do all that other stuff, I was like, I'm going to need to hire out some work.
Sure.
And most of the time, especially this past year, it's just to prove to myself that I can do it.
Of course.
Now that I know I can do it, I'm okay.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I need some help now. I'm going to be a little busy.
Well, and it gives you the confidence to talk to them, to say like, I would like it done this way. And when you, and I get respect. I will say one time, my dad thinks this story is hilarious. One time this guy showed up to my house and he was fixing the leaded glass in our door, because I had no idea how to do that. And he's like, needed to cut down the plywood to put where the glass was. And he's like, excuse me, ma'am, does your husband happen to have any tools? And I was like, I don't know about my husband, but I got some tools.
Do
you want to borrow those?
I love it.
Like, I love it.
Yes, that's the best. Yeah, females can do
it
too.
I was like, I got some tools.
I got this.
I got it.
Yes, ma'am.
But I mean, well, it's been such a learning experience.
Of course. Very empowering. It is. I can't wait to see the finished product for sure.
Me too. I never know what it's going to look like, because my vision has to change.
Yeah.
Right? Like, especially, I had so many big plans for that kitchen, like removing walls, and reality sets in.
Yeah, you're like.
A, it's money, right? And B, it's like, is it worth it?
Yeah. One wall can be many, many thousands of dollars.
Especially in an old house where like there aren't that many walls down there anyways. And
true.
Again, when you start opening up the can of worms, you just uncover more. And that's where you really start. I mean, you've watched HTV. Everybody's watched HTV. You know where they're like, all right, well, we're going to eat in the budget because we've got to fix X that broke while we didn't know.
I know.
So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, so Danica is a jack of all trades for sure.
I am.
She is a very talented person, from yoga to DIY house renovation. She's got it all.
I love it.
I wanted to do one more fun thing before I let you go. Okay. Have you done any rapid fire questions before?
It's been a while, but
okay. So I really haven't, but I did one before on one of my lives and it was so much fun. So I'm just gonna say, either one word or a couple words, and then we're just going to go through them, and it's very appropriate and clean. It's not anything I think I'll catch you on. Hopefully not anyway. Okay. All right. So here we go. So if you're just joining us, this is, Danica, and she is my virtual instructor at Hotworks. I get to see her every day in Hot Cycle, and then you'll hopefully be seeing her a lot more in all the different ones if you are a Hotworks member anyway. But anyway, Danica, thanks for coming on. We're going to do some rapid fire questions now, guys. All right, here we go. Breakfast.
Oatmeal. Usually it's just a protein shake, though.
Awesome. Wake up.
6:30-ish.
Diet.
Pescatarian.
Okay. Very good. Nemesis.
Oh my gosh. Warrior plank.
Yeah, no, right?
Obviously.
Yeah. That is a hard one. It's like the one leg, the one arm.
One leg, one arm. I mean, I'm working on it.
Me too. Escape.
Video games.
Very good. Weaknesses.
Oh gosh. Well, I love potato chips. A lot of potato chips.
I love them too. It's okay. Uniform.
What do you mean?
What do you like your go-to
all
uniform
black
daily
workout gear?
I know, right? It's like
head
yoga
to toe
pants and a sports bra
or anything with a smiley face. I love smiley faces.
Yes. Hotel.
Little Nell in Aspen, Colorado. It's the best.
Oh, I've never been to Aspen. I want to go for sure.
We got married.
Workout.
There. It's amazing. Yoga.
Yoga. Last meal.
Pizza and salad.
Yummy. I haven't had pizza in a while. That sounds so good, girl. Mm.
Soon to be birthday cake.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention that, by the way. I wanted to ask you about how did the birthday cake turn out?
I'm actually really surprised. You could check out my stories. I put a final thing. I got two.
Okay,
up
I haven't seen it yet then. I'll have, okay, very
up
good. I'll
go
have to go back
yeah
and look.
Yeah.
So Adam got a very cool
funfetti
birthday cake. Oh, it looks delicious. So I can't wait to see the final. Yes. Okay, movie.
Oh gosh. All right. I love this movie called Smiley Face. It's such a stupid cult classic though.
Okay. No worries. Mentor.
My mom.
Neighbors.
I don't even know my neighbors.
Don't know your neighbors? Yes. A lot of people
don't.
Don't
know my neighbors.
Yeah.
We don't even have them yet. They haven't even moved in.
Oh, very good. Shoes.
Oh gosh. Birkenstocks all day.
Me too, girl. Pet. You do have a pet.
I have three. I have
yes
two cats and a dog.
Very good. Best advice.
Don't be afraid to fail. Have the confidence that you can do anything. Just try.
I love it. I love it. That's my favorite. Philanthropy?
So I love anything with animals. I've done a lot with animals, and I volunteer with a group that helps educate or help second graders learn how to read that are kind
oh
of a little bit behind.
Yeah.
And I work with them to catch
super
them back up.
Oh, nice. That's kind of what I do too. In so many. Yeah. Singer.
Miley Cyrus.
I love her TV
show.
She's
so fun.
I know she is fun.
My favorite TV show of all time has got to be Sex and the City.
Love it.
Classic.
Perfect. App. You have a favorite app?
I mean, it's probably Instagram. Let's be honest.
I know, right?
Or some shop or Amazon. Ugh, I'm boring.
Amazon or yeah. Or YouTube, right?
Or YouTube. I honestly, I have to watch it on my computer. On the app, it's too small.
Yeah. Car.
Jeep all day.
Nice. Cocktail.
Wine.
I know. You have
a wine.
Red or white?
I'm a white. I'll do the rosé. Not so much into the red, though.
Okay, very good. Dinner?
I love salmon and veggies. Just veggies.
Bedtime?
Oh my gosh, 9 p.m.
No, that's early, girl.
I know.
Maybe not tonight, though, right?
No, not tonight. No, honestly, we on weeknights, we are at least winding down
sure
for bed at 9.
Yeah.
I probably
yeah
feel, I mean, I fall asleep around 10:30.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a bad thing.
An old married couple.
I got. I love it. View, favorite view.
Oh my gosh! Probably the one from my front porch. Those sunsets. Too
oh
good.
Nice. Too good. Yeah, you're in Alabama. Oh wow, that's super cool. Weekend bag.
Okay, so Bass, BEIS is the best bag there is.
Really, BEIS. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
And it's called Bass.
Base, yep, base, like first base, but
yeah,
BEIS, yeah,
perfect. I'll have to look it up.
It's awesome. I love their bags.
Cool. Yeah, I love to travel, so I'll have to check that out for sure.
Yeah.
Favorite work of art?
Oh, favorite work of art. Oh gosh, I don't even know. Honestly,
yeah,
the only
yeah
one that the only two that are coming to my mind is the girl with the earring, just because that one's cool, and then obviously Starry Night.
Oh yeah. Of course. Yesterday.
What did I do yesterday?
You did yoga, probably, right?
Well, I went to my personal trainer.
So. Nice.
Yep.
And your zodiac sign.
I'm a Cancer. I just had a birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Belated.
Yeah.
I'm a Virgo. I'm September, so mine's coming up.
Oh, Adam, my husband just reminded me of my favorite piece of art. My friend Danielle painted us. Yeah, she actually, it's with colored pencils. A really cool, it's called a totem, and it's got me and my husband as depicted as animals. I'm a hummingbird because I'm like, and he's a sea turtle. And then it's got our one cat and our one dog because we hadn't had our third cat by now. So yes, that's my favorite piece of art. Thanks.
Oh, how that's very cool. And that's special because it's for you.
And she's so made talented. For you. She's so talented.
That's awesome. Yeah. Danica, thank you so much.
Thank
it was
you.
A pleasure.
Oh my gosh, this
you.
Was so fun. I knew it was going to be fun.
Well, you're so sweet and I appreciate it so much. And I look forward to hopefully some great news and some of your new workouts that are coming out soon.
It's coming. Yes. You're going to see me this month in a different sauna. So get ready.
Perfect. I can't wait. Yeah. Well, I'll keep in touch. And if I'm ever going your direction, I'm going to hit you up, girl. We'll have to go get a glass of wine together.
Oh, heck yeah, we will.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And if you ever come to Texas, you come to Fort Worth or Dallas, you need to let me know and I'll take you out and we'll have a good time.
Heck yeah. Let's do it. I'm
okay. Down. Sounds good. Thanks again. I'll see you virtually.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Y'all have a good night.
See ya.
Bye-bye.